This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. India jerking around the SEC on the Adani case. Gautam Adani is perhaps the second richest billionaire in India and one of the richest people in the world. Acorn follows his activity closely because the Adani Group won the tender in Mumbai to implement an extensive proposal to redevelop the Dharavi community, often labeled the largest mega slum in Asia, where we have worked for decades. Adani became a global rather than local or national story when he and his companies were accused of paying $245 million in bribes to officials in various India states to induce them to contract with his solar energy project. Additionally, he was charged by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, because some of the bond issues involved with the Adani Enterprises, what they alleged were tainted by these same bribes and were not disclosed. In the summer of 2025, Acorn groups in many cities took action in solidarity with our members in Dharavi, demanding accountability from Adani on these issues, as well as expressing concerns around relocation and right-to-return features of their development plan. There was speculation that Adani was trying to slip the noose on these charges. His companies were in the queue that claimed they would make huge multi-billion-dollar investments in the United States in the early days of the Trump presidency. Such promises seemed to fit a pattern of other pardon and influence seekers. There was speculation when India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited the White House that on his unpublicized list might have been some reprieve for Adani, given the close business and political relationships they had back to the time when Modi was the first minister in Gujarat. No one knew anything for sure, but hearing nothing one way or another created fertile soil for speculation that, with no visible movement in courts or before the SEC, perhaps the whole matter had been buried in some kind of bilateral negotiations or understanding about politics or finance. Now we learn that part of this cone of silence comes from the Indian government's stonewalling the SEC and refusing to assist in delivering their subpoenas to Adani under the requirements of the Hague Convention that outlines the process for international service. A current story in the Indian publication The Wire details all of this. At first, the government tried to hold up service, claiming that some seals weren't attached despite not being required. The SEC appealed this, and then the Indian government claimed the SEC had no jurisdiction and therefore they couldn't assist in service. The SEC hasn't backed down despite this governmental cover-up on behalf of Adani. They have now filed with The Hague after a year of unsuccessfully trying to get assistance from India in order to use alternative means of service, like email, to assure that Adani knows he's being charged. It all seems such a charade of lawfare. Adani and these alleged bribes were scandalous international news. Canada has taken action. In fact, our researcher found that the Wire story was blocked in Canada because there is ongoing litigation, which we found curious as well. Adani knows full well that he's been held to account, even as he hides behind Prime Minister Modi. In Dharavi, this is disturbing. Residents need to know that promises and commitments around relocation and return will be honored. Fears that Adani is above the law may have been a factor in the recent local election when people in Dharavi voted for 5 members of the opposition of the 6 seats being contested. In Dharavi, home and livelihood are being threatened. Residents need to believe that in India and internationally, Adani and his enterprises will be accountable and their operations are above board and not some cronyism con. All of that seems up for grabs now, and that's a problem that needs to be pursued and resolved. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.